Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Were people taking the toilet paper from the public restroom as well?
I know before, when you would ask businesses to use their bathroom, a lot of times they would give you like a key to the bathroom. What if the bathroom was unlocked, but the toilet paper was locked? So they gave you the toilet paper on a key.
Does your man know how to use toilet paper like me?
Here, take one.
Six squares, and you're like, you got to make do with that.
Or they make you do like an obstacle course before they give you admission.
While also trying not to shit yourself. I'm worthy of the toilet paper, and that's your prize at the end.
You're going to take off your shoes, cross an ocean of hot coals with your bare feet, and then you're going to see a dragon on the left-hand side, and they're just like, fuck it, I'll just shit in my pants.
Figure it out later.
And now we're doomed, right?
The face guard masks.
So dorky.
The lady was wearing a piece of plastic wrapped around her neck.
Oh, I saw one of those. It's like a cone for a dog that just got fixed.
Her nose down. That's literally all it covered. And I was just like, that is so weird. Because when she was breathing, you could see it fogging up. That looks disgusting. See how that's any more sanitary than not wearing a mask.
I saw somebody wearing the exact same thing. I was just exaggerating with a cone, but that would be funny too.
Get one of the dog ones, one on top. You look like a giant Kong toy. You'll just wear one on the top, one on the bottom.
A snorkel maybe.
I kept joking about that. I was like, I can't breathe through my nose. Wear that to work. I don't see how that's not in uniform.
How was your New Year's?
I got in a car accident on New Year's.
That sounds fantastic. Was it your fault or their fault or God's fault?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was the other dude's fault.
I didn't do it! I didn't do it!
I guess we'll just let the insurance companies decide, right?
My kid said something in the back seat and I looked in the rearview mirror. And when I looked back, the dude cut in front of me.
So it's your kid's fault. Most things that are uncomfortable are supposedly good for you, but still not a fan.
Yeah, I don't really agree with that. It's good for you to make yourself uncomfortable. It's not good because you don't have to. If you could just not make yourself uncomfortable, I feel like that doesn't make you any less well-rounded.
For example, eating vegetables, not necessarily like taste good, but good for you.
I don't really like vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Same. If we could just do away with them and replace them with candy, that'd be cool.
Because we have lots of treats.
Yeah, exactly. I would be considered extremely healthy. Five Airheads in one sitting. Oh my God, he really crushed his candy intake for the day.
I got an idea.
We should redesign the food pyramid. Candy at the bottom, carbs in the middle, vape juice at the top. Why would they design the human body so inconveniently?
You mean to tell me I can't eat things that make me feel good about myself? Wow, this is a total bummer.
You mean to tell me as I get older, shit's gonna stop working? It should get better with age. You know, you get smarter, but your body just starts rotting. That makes no sense.
Cynthia, it looks like it's all over for us.
That'd be cool if as you're younger, you eat candy and it's bad for you. But when you get old, you eat candy and it's like what keeps you healthy.
And then you get to eat cake and ice cream until you throw up.
What's your favorite candy?
Airheads, Sour Patch Kids, Sour Belts, Skittles, Sour Starburst. Those were delicious.
Have you tried those unwrapped Starbursts? I'm not really a fan.
The ones that are in the bag loosely with each other?
Yeah, but they have this weird coating so they don't stick together and I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't like those as much. Airheads also has Airheads Bites and they have a weird...
Yeah, some kind of wax.
It has like a crunchy, a very thin Skittle-like layer. Yeah, it's got like a shell on it.
Yeah. We don't want to fuck with those. I tried it. Wow, this sounds cool. Like, less work.
I can eat candy and minimize my footprint.
Save the environment.
In theory, you're like, oh my God, I love this. This is something I can get behind. You eat it, you're like, this is gross. Give me the old ones.
I used to fold up those wrappers and make a little ring out of it. I'm not that talented anymore. Also, I'm too lazy.
They're like chains out of them where they're all folded and it's like a long...
It kind of looks like a finger trap thing. Those Chinese... Is that what they're called? Chinese
finger cuffs?
Yeah. Can you imagine someone like being into like dominatrix with one of those?
That would be a real funny skit or like a sketch.
They have to be Asian though.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just co-opting someone's culture.
Totally.
You're like, don't cancel me. I'm sorry. I just wanted to use this finger cuffs. I'll call them non-denominational finger cuffs on camera. Please don't cancel me.
Or it's like any other culture bringing it into the bedroom with an Asian. What, you're not into this?
What? I thought this is what you guys... Oh, this is not what these are for? Oh.
We'll be right back.
You're on a mission to get Nickelodeon Magazine. It's packed with celebrity interviews and comics and puzzles and great stuff to collect. But only a real live grown-up can call to order it for you. Of course, you can think of a nice, polite way to ask.
Nickelodeon Magazine, please.
Nickelodeon Magazine, please.
You never know who will pop in, what will pop out, and it's so good, you'll eat it all up. And you can get Nickelodeon Magazine delivered to your door. 6 issues for $9.97. Credit cards are accepted. And grown-ups know it's filled with fun and interesting facts for growing minds.
Unbelievable!
So don't just stand there.
Nickelodeon!
There were lots of ways to show you really want Nickelodeon Magazine. How?
Oh, you'll think of something. Nickelodeon Magazine, please.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
How was your New Year's?
Super uneventful. I made plans with someone, but then I was like, no, fuck you.
Sounds about right.
What happened with your work? You said you got called in, so your 2 weeks of quarantine ended?
Yeah, my quarantine's up.
I got responsibilities now.
Sponsibilities?
In order to get another 2 weeks off, you could just get COVID, and then you'd have a whole month off. Or you can just be really annoying and get fired.
That one would leave me without...
Yeah, I need to find a job. I'm trying to get rich on YouTube. I don't know if that's still a thing. I'm a little late.
I think that's the right move to make.
Or my podcast. Or Bitcoin. I started doing Bitcoin, which is you just buy it. In 2012, there was a wait list for it. My ex, you should buy this. Artificial currency? That sounds ridiculous. It was $60. I think it's a more sustainable investment than stocks or whatever. Sorry, my inner Jew wanted to speak. When somebody says, I don't look like a Jew, thank you. There's never a time where there is somebody is like, you look like a Jew in a good way. I don't think, like, not everyone's Natalie Portman.
I could see that, yeah. I think that's just like a good way to go about life in general. Not everyone's Natalie Portman. I'm gonna just start saying that now. I get pulled over at a red light. Not everyone's Natalie Portman.
Somebody makes you dinner. How is it? Not everybody's Natalie Portman. Your dog takes a shit on someone's lawn. It can be applied in multiple contexts, that's for sure. And not everybody is Natalie Portman.
That is true. Some people are Woody Allen.
Or Anne Frank.
I would much rather sleep with Natalie Portman than Anne Frank. Because I feel like Anne Frank would just want to like write about her feelings and talk about
at
shit.
Least she wouldn't want to talk. No, I feel like she would be really quiet.
Ooh, I don't know. Was she only quiet because she had no choice? As soon as she got out, I just imagine that she was just like, you know, the most talkative person ever. Okay, Anne, we get it.
Maybe.
She was reincarnated into me, which is why I can't shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
I think I am.
Okay.
Anne Frank, the sequel. Plus, I'm doing podcasts from my closet. It just all lines up. Do you believe in reincarnation? Is that too philosophical for this?
My grasp of reincarnation is that you are supposed to come back as something better than what you were in a previous life.
Does it ever cap out? Natalie Portman is like,
wow.
You know you've reached the highest.
It's like climbing up a hill. Like at a certain point, you either reach the top or you fall off.
Keep trying, buddy.
Yeah, that's basically the same with everything. It's like you can either die or get over it. Like coronavirus, you're either going to die or get over it. When you fall in love, you're either going to die or get over it. Or I guess it could last until somebody dies.
Love is fatal.
What would be the worst thing to be reincarnated into?
Coming back as a sperm, getting ready to get shot out onto someone's face.
Ew.
You're getting reincarnated and you come back at the most basic form of life. Hell yeah. Oh, dude, I'm going to kill it this go around. And then you'd shoot out. Oh, man. I'm not headed to an egg. I'm just landing on someone's face.
Keep trying, buddy.
It's a collection of sperms. It's like a group thing. That is probably true. The only race I've ever won.
That is true.
Besides the running my mouth race, I'm really good at that.
I'm not a very athletic person, but I won the only race that matters.
The one to get to the egg.
I also enjoy eggs.
What's your favorite way to eat an egg or cook an egg? I'm an expert.
I like a good poached egg just because that takes more finesse. Eggs in a basket are really dope. Okay. Cut the middle of the bread out and drop the egg in it.
Okay, you can keep going. I think there's like a million ways to cook an egg or something.
There really is like tons of ways to cook an egg.
Yeah, that's pretty creative. I wonder why people haven't gotten that creative with like celery or something.
Because celery's just celery. I dated a girl one time that told me that she was getting ready to just start eating celery.
How did that go?
I asked her why and she said because your body burns more calories digesting the celery than the celery has. So yeah. She was like, yeah, I'm constantly in
but
the negative.
But it tastes like soap.
Yeah, and I also was just like, that's fucking gross because I don't like celery.
Was this the same bitch who wanted to use spin class all the time?
No, that
dude, what's up with you
not...
and like healthy chicks?
Dude, I don't fucking know. It's weird.
It's super weird. There's an abundance of people who eat cookies for breakfast.
Exactly. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm not physically fit. Like, I'm cool with that.
Credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.